You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's September 26, 2024, and welcome to a very special episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you the latest video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek, delivered to you in about 15 minutes. And to ensure that you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show, which is available on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And it would be swell if you left a review while you're there to help spread the word about the show. I am very happy that you've tuned in today, because on this episode, I'm going to be talking about Astrobot for the PlayStation 5. But first, I'm sending out this week's positive vibes to all of you. This week marks the 100th episode of Midlife Side Quest, and this year is my 10th as a podcaster and a content creator. In that decade, I have met and interacted with hundreds of amazing people who have made this side quest of mine unforgettable. I hope you'll indulge me at the start of the show while I take a minute to thank some of the people who have had an impact on me. Some of them I consider to be friends. Some of these people I only had brief interactions with, but all of them left a lasting impression on me. I don't have nearly a long enough show to thank all of you, but know that every single one of you has been important to me, and none of this would have been possible without you. So thank you to Chris Berto, Luke Lore, Reed Albers, Victor Lucas, Phil Spencer, Corey Barlog, everyone at the Nintendo Dads, Nick Edwards, Jeff Cannata, Christian Spicer, Sissy Jones, Todd Oxtra, Matt Knight, Scott Posey, Michael and Amanda Futter, Marissa Roberto, Danny Pena, Eddie Garcia, Andrew Reiner, Pierre Schneider, Justin Ackland, Jack Gardner, Shauna Opsahl, Johnny Casino, Kyle Hilliard, Jessica Chobot, Neil Druckmann, Ted Price, Vinny Caravella, Khalif Adams, Paris Lilly, Dean Takahashi, Gary Witta, Graham Boyd, Jeff Grubb, Josh Silverman, Chris Cluey, Matt Rondina, Bobby the Nintendo Guru, Adam Leonard, Michael Pachter, Sean Capri, Andrea Renee, Naomi Lugo, Patrick Klepek, Pete Hines, Sam Barlow, Stephanie Tinsley, and of course, my family, Christina, Charlie, and Sam, for putting up with years of recording, writing, editing, conventions, and of course, playing loads and loads of video games, because, you know, that's like work to me. Again, I could go on all day. So many people have been a part of this. So to everybody who has listened, read, and helped me along on this amazing venture, you know who you are. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Sony's Astrobot character has had an interesting journey to becoming their marquee mascot. He first appeared in the Playroom, which was a collection of mini games designed to show off the technology in the PlayStation 4 camera and DualShock controller. It was neat, but pretty forgettable, really. He next appeared in 2018's Astrobot Rescue Mission for the PlayStation VR, and this was a much more full-fledged game, and it was outstanding, honestly. It was great. By far the best game to ever come out for that platform. Then in 2020, we got Astro's Playroom, which was a free pack-in with the PS5. And this was, again, a game designed to show off the latest technology, this time for the DualSense controller. But it was much more fleshed out and also served as kind of a celebration of the PlayStation brand, with lots of Easter eggs and collectibles to find. after those first three experiences, people kept asking, myself included, when is AstroBot going to break out of this tech demo mold and get the full-fledged platformer experience that he deserves? Well, Sony listened, and now we have AstroBot. I would have called it, you know, AstroBot World or AstroBot Adventures, something, whatever. But, you know, it's just a name. It doesn't matter. The point is, we finally have the AstroBot game that we've been dreaming of. But does the game let the little robot live up to his full potential? I would say mostly yes. This game is unquestionably fantastic, but there are also a few kinks that keep it from fully reaching that Mario level of prestige. The game begins with Astro and his army of bots flying through space in their PlayStation 5-shaped aircraft. Yes, their ship is a PS5. An alien ship approaches and attacks the PS5, sending it crashing to a planet below and scattering your bots across the cosmos. Now, Astro needs to find his lost friends and rebuild the ship. So listen, a great 3D platformer doesn't need to have a good story, but it helps, you know, to flesh out the world, you know, and give you a little something extra narratively. The story here is, unfortunately, almost non-existent. It makes Super Mario Galaxy feel like To Kill a Mockingbird. But again, not a huge deal. The important question is it fun? And the answer to that is an enthusiastic yes. There have been very few platformers created outside of Nintendo headquarters that jam as much fun and creativity into its gameplay as AstroBot does. Each of the worlds is bright and colorful, just loaded to the brim with amazing details and things to do. One of the greatest things about the game is that each level feels so different from the last, and they usually give you something, you know, some unique gameplay mechanic to mess with in that level. In one world, you have the ability to shrink down to the size of a mouse, which will let you find all sorts of nooks and crannies to get into. Another gives you these extendable arms to swing around and punch enemies from a distance. And each hub galaxy features a level based off of a classic Sony property, like the one based off of Ape Escape that actually gives you a net and has you running around catching monkeys. And by the way, after this, you better give us a new Ape Escape game, Sony. Quit messing around. There's also plenty of items to collect in each level, from puzzle pieces to all of your little bot friends who then return to the hub world to run around. And there's usually two or so bots in each level that are based on PlayStation franchises or characters from other games which have appeared on the PlayStation. It's actually kind of clever of them to include so many third-party characters to try and, like, get you to associate them with the PlayStation brand, you know, like Lara Croft or, you know, Devil May Cry. And back on the hub world, you can search for even more bots and spend your coins in this gacha machine to win your bot accessories. For instance, if you have the Solid Snake bot, he'll be walking around the world. But if you win him his little prize, he gets a cardboard box that he'll be hiding in. It's super cute, and it makes you want to find everything that's hidden in this game. And you'll be fine with revisiting those levels to hunt down each bot, because these worlds are gorgeous. They are so colorful and detailed, and it runs so smoothly. You will be hard-pressed to find a more polished game on the PlayStation 5. I don't think I encountered a single bug or even a rough edge in the entire game. And Sony is constantly showing off with particle effects and throwing as many little physics objects as they can at you. Honestly, this game looks and runs so well that it almost hurts the case for the PS5 Pro. I mean, if more developers got their games looking like this on the base PS5, there just wouldn't be any need for it. It's really just beautifully done. Like I said, though, not everything is executed perfectly in Astrobot. I think they missed an opportunity in this game to introduce a fun cast of supporting characters, as well as a decent villain, you know? This green alien dude is honestly pretty lame, and he doesn't have, like, any personality. He's certainly no Bowser. He's not even Dr. Robotnik. I would have loved for them to really give Astrobot his own interesting world outside of just PlayStation fetishism. And that's one of my other issues with the game. The Sony worship was fun, you know, in the free pack-in game. But here in a full-priced game, it comes off a little cringy sometimes. And it feels like they're, you know, really trying to sell you more stuff. You know, the bots are amazing. I loved finding, you know, all these characters, like from Ico and Katamari and just so many great characters. All that's great. But when your main quest is to find the cooling fan and the CPU for your PS5, and you're flying around on the limited edition Astrobot DualSense controller, which is available right now for $79.99, it's pretty cheesy, really. That being said, Astrobot is still one of the best platformers I've ever played, not coming out of Nintendo, honestly. And it's the first PlayStation game that I've ever gotten a platinum trophy for. I really couldn't stop playing. It's colorful, it's fun, creative. It's probably the best PS5 exclusive game there is. It doesn't quite hit that Mario level of amazing, but I think with a little more world building and maybe a little less product placement, this series really could get there. Sony has a really special game here, and I hope we see a lot more Astrobot in the future. So before we go today, I wanted to let you know that Midlife SideQuest will be taking a break for the next couple of weeks, because this weekend I am going to be traveling with my family to Japan for a much-needed vacation. We're going to be visiting Kyoto, Tokyo, Osaka, and more, and I am incredibly excited for this trip. This has been a bucket list vacation for me, and it's kind of hard to believe that it's just a few days until that dream becomes a reality. I do admit that I'm fairly nervous about, you know, the 13-hour flight and the language barrier, but it's going to be awesome. In addition to visiting temples, monuments, and eating ridiculous amounts of sushi, I'm obviously gonna try and hit up as many of the geek hotspots as possible. I've got Akihabara on the list, as well as the Nintendo shops, Pokemon centers, Capcom and Square Enix stores, just as much as I can squeeze into these 2 weeks. And I'll be posting lots of photos and videos over on Threads, so if you want to follow along on the trip, go follow me there. Because of this little break, I am excited to share that there will be 2 bonus episodes of the show releasing on Friday and Saturday of this week. So tomorrow and the next day. I recently came across the old audio file of my 2018 conversation with God of War director Corey Barlog and thought, you know, many of you might not have heard that chat when it first released some 6 years ago. So I'm splitting that up into 2 parts that'll be releasing over the next 2 days. So make sure you don't miss that. It is a really fun conversation. So last week's question for polling at Threads was, which of these is more important to you in a game, graphical fidelity or art design? And overwhelmingly, you chose art style over raw graphical power. 95% of you, in fact. I wasn't expecting it to be so lopsided, but I do agree with you. And lastly, a while back, I promised to share some alternate takes from the one and only Justin Masson, the voice behind the Midlife Side Quest intro. And this seems as good a time as any to do that. I've known Justin for many years, and he's just about the nicest and most talented guy in the world. I'm incredibly proud to have him open the show each and every week, and I'm excited to share these deleted scenes with you. So stay tuned to the end of the show for that special bonus. It's like the end credits stinger on an MCU movie. So thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me for 100 episodes. You can catch a new episode of the show Thursday mornings wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. And you can also follow me on Threads by looking for Midlife Side Quest. So until next time, be well and happy gaming.
You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. And here's your host, John Wall. Hey, you're listening to the Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, Mr. John Wall. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you're listening to the right podcast. You're tuned the dial to the proper podcast. You're, of course, listening to the Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, John Wall. World premiere. In a world where podcasts are so rampant, only one podcast stands above the rest. It's the Midlife Side Quest, an over-the-hill gaming podcast for people who are over the hill and like gaming. Hosted by John Wall, who is also over the hill and likes gaming. Hey, how you doing? You doing all right? Yeah, of course you're doing all right. You know why? Because you're listening to the Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, buckle up, because here he is, that crazy son of a bitch, your host, Mr. John Wall!